Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and we are back in the Matawan home office for another boring podcast with Paul.
Hello.
Paul, again, it's a summery, sort of spring summery day here. I've got the sliding glass door open.
And we're doing a remote from a daycare.
Which backs right into a Little League field.
Yeah.
So the ambient noise you hear will be fathers and mothers encouraging their children to swing the bat.
Yes.
I do look out there occasionally.
Yeah.
Without trying to be like a weird guy looking out the window at a Little League game. Boy, it's that time of, it's that age where it's impossible to, like, if you are a parent bringing a kid to play, you know, where they hit a ground ball to the pitcher and it's a inside the park home run.
Oh, okay.
Because no kid can field.
Throw it to first base.
They can't reach. Yeah. It gets past them.
Right.
You know, everything is like, if a kid gets on first base, they immediately, you know, no matter what the next batter does, he's scoring.
Okay.
Because they're just terrible, Paul. I should go out there and coach them.
Right. Yeah. It's frustrating to watch.
Very frustrating to watch. I feel like, why do we let them, like, there should be rules set in place for these really younger Little Leaguers.
Right.
So if you hear people cheering, that is what's going on back there.
Or booing.
Or booing. Yeah. I do like to sometimes I'll go out my window, Paul, and just boo children.
Razz them?
Yeah, razz children. Get them ready to become adults.
Just chant their name over and over. Dylan. Dylan.
Nobody, nobody, nobody. Swing. All right, Paul, let's start with viewer mail, which we always do.
Mm.
Are you tired of the viewer mail yet?
I never know how to react to these things. If I should rip these people, if I should just listen to what they say.
They are downloaders, Paul. I would not rip them at all.
Yeah.
Eric Miller checking in, the first viewer mail.
The dick.
Yeah, Eric, you're a dick. Really? Eric Miller says, you and Paul mentioned the Wunderlich test on your decision podcast.
Oh, okay.
All of my friends and I took it last week before the draft to see which of us were morons.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was.
Okay.
I feel like you and Paul should take the 50-question test and reveal results on the podcast.
Okay.
Would you take the Wunderlich test?
I would. I don't expect to do very well on it.
Yeah. Have you ever heard like on any of these sports talk shows where they give examples for the Wunderlich?
I don't recall.
Yeah, we did it a couple times on the air, just a handful of questions.
Uh-huh.
Some were all right, then others was like long word problems.
Yeah. Oh, forget it.
What is this?
I would be flagged as a draft choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be.
They'd be like, he has the physical skills.
Yeah.
But this Wunderlich test.
He's really dumb.
And just a dope. But maybe he's got football knowledge. Who knows? Scott Gershon checking in, Paul. Let's see. He says, I think it's time to start thinking outside the box. How about a podcast about women's clothing? What we see women wearing today?
Mm.
What's in style? Are we paying attention? How to shop for women? Is it a good idea to buy clothes for a woman? Sorry for bothering you. I know I don't know you. This is weird.
Okay.
Women's clothing?
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know.
What if you were like, you came on this podcast about women's clothing, you were like an expert on it?
Yeah.
That'd be strange.
A little bit, yeah. Not struggling with it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of women, especially on like a weekend, like for men, I think our go-to clothing, and we're going to run out to the store, we put on jeans.
Okay.
Right?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants or jeans.
Shorts in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women, no matter what the shape of their butt or legs, go with those tight leggings.
Yoga pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even if it's not flattering on them.
Thin.
Yeah.
In shape. Out of shape.
Right.
They all wear leggings.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That is like the go-to.
Uh-huh.
Very strange.
I like it.
You do?
I do.
Even if a woman is out of shape, you don't mind?
That's her prerogative. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really the equivalent of a sweatpant for a man, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I would think if I was a woman or a man in not great shape, I would go with something that would hide the body more.
Loose fitting. Yeah.
Like, what do they call those jeans that are like the loose fitting kind?
Carpenter jeans?
No, those are the ones with all the pockets.
Jenkos?
There's skinny jeans, slim fit, regular, loose.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the ones.
Okay.
Loose fit. Extra space in the thigh, Paul.
Yeah.
Steve Signor checking in. Let me see. I know one of these. I didn't want to read the whole thing.
He bored you.
He just bored me to tears, this guy. let's see. Where did he go? He was mentioning...
women's clothing?
No. He said, you mentioned Playboys on one of your recent podcasts. Not just this one, but it brings me to a situation maybe you and Paul can advise on. My father passed away in October. Prior to his passing, he kept telling me about how I would inherit his 25-year collection of Playboys.
Wow.
With some penthouses mixed in, which are very graphic, as you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
I had to transport 10 totes worth of these to my house.
Wow.
Did I mention my mom had to hold the door for me while I struggled to get them out of the house? Nevertheless, what am I supposed to do with these? I certainly cannot meet someone in a parking lot to show them the merchandise. Seems like a bad idea. If I put them on eBay, can't someone trace it back to me? I feel like I'm backed into a corner.
Huh.
What would you do, Paul, if your dad unfortunately passed and before his passing kept telling you about this 10 totes of Playboys you were going to inherit?
Yeah, I'd probably toss them.
You would?
Yeah.
Just to recycle them.
Right. Like, what am I going to do with them, really?
Right.
Yeah.
I wrote back to this guy and I said, you know, I had all these Playboys.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll eBay them because they were in good shape. And they're worth nothing.
Right.
You know, there was...
Oh, he's looking to try to monetize this.
I guess he's looking
to... His dad's life work, he wants to monetize.
I think he was just looking to, how do I get rid of these?
Yeah, without...
But it really, it's like you said, your best bet is to just recycle
them. Unless you have some interest in keeping these things.
Yes.
Or maybe some, you know, did he have favorites maybe?
Right.
Or, you know, like maybe you can keep those for your grandkids.
Yeah, pass them down. Your grandfather wanted you to have these. Yeah, or just save one that you could keep as a memento.
Right.
Think of your dad when you're looking at nude photos.
Right, or frame the cover.
Yes.
Yeah, could be a classy... Should have had
your dad sign one of them before he passed.
Right.
Right? And then you save that one.
Maybe he did. The page sets how he signed it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Christopher Scholes checking in, Paul.
A lot of last names on these.
Oh, yeah. People very proud. They want their full names out here now.
Huh.
Let's see.
They specifically said that.
How about this as a topic? Places you wanted to go as a kid but couldn't, like a strip club, or things you wanted to do like driving but got super overrated as you got older.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
You've stunned us, Christopher Scholes.
You got two of them.
We don't know how to right. We don't know how to answer this.
Yeah.
There were places like when you were first getting your driver's license.
Yeah.
Where you were like, go to mall, go to McDonald's. They're not as thrilling now.
Right.
To go to.
But at first.
It is exciting at first.
Yeah.
You do eat a lot of fast food and go to the mall.
Eat a lot in the car, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we did.
It's a lot of eating in the car. What kind of car did you have? That blue car you had, what was that?
Oldsmobile.
An Oldsmobile.
Cutlass, I think.
A Cutlass. Yeah. Do you remember what year that was?
I have no idea. But it had big wheels in the back.
It did, right?
It looked kind of like a cool muscle car, but it was
it
not.
Did.
It had something wrong with
it. Did you purchase that, or that was in your father passed it
and my
down
dad
to?
Bought it for me, yeah.
He bought it for you.
Yeah.
So it wasn't an heirloom of the family like
no,
those Playboys.
It was not. Right.
It was not.
No.
Yeah, I like bought my first car from somebody my mother knew.
Okay.
A Chevy Monza. Just terrible cars.
Yeah. It was not very reliable.
Not reliable at all. But I kind of liked your car. Did it have white vinyl seating?
It did, yeah.
And it was blue car.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of a cool-looking car.
And then you had a different... What was your other car you had? It was like kind of like a beige car.
Cougar?
Maybe.
I had one of a gold Cougar.
Yes. Solid gold.
That's right.
A solid gold Cougar you had for a little while.
Right. Used to drive by the pawn shop. He's going to cash in the fender.
Paul, what is today's topic? Because I'm seeing it on my cellular telephone screen.
And you're scared.
And I'm scared. I'm somewhat scared.
Yeah.
Because normally you do hilarious topics. This one seems scary.
Yeah. We recently talked about the, what was this guy's name? Golden State Killer.
Golden State Killer.
And so we kind of a bit fascinated by serial killers.
Yeah, you told me off mic last week when we were done that you had kind of gone into a rabbit hole on Wikipedia,
right?
Of looking up different serial killers.
Yeah.
And then I was also interested, and we struggled with a topic. And when you had left here, I got a text message that said, is serial killers a topic?
Yeah.
And I said, it is. That is a topic.
I the reason how I started getting into this, I'm not a horror movie guy.
Me neither.
I'm not into murderers.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't understand Charles Manson.
Right.
I always heard for years, oh, he didn't really kill anyone.
He was the mastermind.
Yeah. So when he was dying, I was like, well, let me look him up to see.
Let me see his life's work.
How he, exactly, how he got caught, what he was doing, all that stuff. And that's where I started falling into reading about different famous people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was Charles Manson's story? He didn't actually murder people? Was he more like the guy who would brainwash others to do it?
Sounded like that, but it sounded like he could, maybe it was the time of the of 60s or mm-hmm. drugs and culture or whatever.
Yeah.
But he, you know, the one thing I was reading, he was a homeless guy on the beach, met this girl that was in college, and he was like immediately having sex with her
right.
back at her hotel or her apartment.
All right.
And then they were suddenly together, and he started getting more women and things like that. So,
but it sounds like a nice life. Why did he turn to murder?
I wonder that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably a little crazy.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm fascinated by the Discovery ID channel on cable, which is mostly about murders.
Okay.
And not necessarily about serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
As I spent a good amount of time this week, Paul, on Wikipedia's serial killers page.
Okay.
Just trying to find out what exactly is a serial killer.
What's characterized as a serial
killer? Yeah, versus like for example, O.J. Simpson is not a serial killer.
No, not that we know of, that we know.
Right.
Of.
Yeah. He's a killer.
Yeah.
He killed two people, even though he may have planned it.
Uh-huh.
It was in the heat of
passion, crime of passion.
Right. Yeah. According to the FBI sources, Paul, this is very similar to when you go, according to Webster's dictionary,
right. Serial killer is defined as
a serial killer is defined as two or more murders. Some people say three murders or more, two or more committed as separate events, usually, but not always, by one offender acting alone.
Okay. Interesting.
So, and over time. You know what I mean? So it's not like O.J. killed those two people in one night and he was done murdering as far as we know.
Right.
But the serial killers over long periods of time do this.
So like in O.J.'s case,
mm-hmm.
he kills the two people.
Right.
Goes to bed.
Yes.
The next day he goes out looking for more victims.
Right. Or yeah. a month later he went out looking. Then he might be a serial killer.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. it's different than just the regular killer, Paul.
The juice is loose.
They might say that.
Yeah.
Right. He did have a killer nickname, though. Juice.
A killer. Killer nickname.
A killer. Right. Exactly, yeah. Paul. A killer. Killer nickname.
You know, my girl, my wife.
Your wife, yes.
She watches Dateline every Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, she enjoys that. And that's not a serial killer per se, but it's a murder.
Murder mystery for sure.
Yeah. Do you ever watch that?
I do all the time.
Oh,
I love
Friday?
A Dateline, yeah.
That's too long for me.
An hour.
Yeah.
For a murder mystery, like get wrapped up quick.
Sum it up, half hour.
Really?
Please. I would watch it more often.
They do milk that.
Oh, they drag it out.
Because if you happen, and I'm sure your wife has found this, you're bouncing around and you go, oh, Dateline's halfway over. You were right into it.
Oh, for sure. They recap it at the beginning of every commercial
break. Every commercial break, yeah. Right. They recap that you don't find out really anything until the last 15 minutes anyway.
Right. And everyone's the same. It's like maybe it wasn't the husband. Then two right. hours later, no, it was the husband.
Right. Well, that's the other difference, they say, between serial killers and regular killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part, you really shouldn't, if you know, when you, the chances of you being murdered by someone you don't know, very rare.
Okay.
Now, for the most part, that's why when if you wound up dead,
yeah,
you
right,
they'd go right to your wife,
mm-hmm.
To me, because we do this podcast.
Yeah.
They'd go to your brothers.
Right.
You know, and they'd be pretty sure it was one of us.
Yeah.
Not some random guy killing you.
My drug dealer,
perhaps? Drug dealer would definitely have a chance to whack you. Someone you knew.
The other people in my gang?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah, whatever gang you're in these days. I know you change affiliations at times. But yeah, it would mainly be, and all those datelines are, someone they knew.
Sure. You're right.
Which makes the serial killer very scary.
Right, because it's it seems to be a random attack.
Seemingly random attack.
Now, some of these serial killers I was reading about, you know, and they kind of start blending into each other, so I'm not sure who's who.
Right.
Per se.
They haven't really separated themselves, the serial killers.
Well, it's just, you read, when you're on the toilet reading Wikipedia, right. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you're just going through these things, right. Looking to see if there's any interesting.
Something different.
Yeah. And so, you know, some of them have killed their mother or parents.
Is that right?
Yeah, that one guy, Edward Kemper. I know we weren't going to get into specifics of things, but as a young person under 17, I think he was, he killed his grandparents.
Really?
Yeah, and he calmly waited to turn himself in.
Is that right?
And then he got let out of prison.
Oh, why?
Well, he was under 18.
Let him go. The kid's straightened his life out.
Let the
out.
Kid go.
Come on. Keep him in here forever.
And he said that he was, he totally faked it. He understood what they were looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a very smart guy. This,
a smart serial killer.
Yeah. Just he had like a genius level and a high IQ.
Right.
So he knew what they were looking for after a while. He picked up some tips from the other criminals in there.
Is that right? Yeah. He was resourceful.
Yeah. And then he went out and killed again.
Mm.
Yes.
His parents, you say?
His mom. He killed his, that was like, I think his last victim. He, it was very graphic stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I won't get into that.
All right. Yeah, please don't.
But also, you know, we talk about, you know, ID channel, Dateline.
Yes.
This Golden State Killer is very in the news.
In the news. Very hot topic.
Making a Murderer was a very big thing recently.
Netflix series.
Yeah. Serial podcast. Remember?
Right.
Remember that was a big thing?
That's what I was saying, Paul. By doing this podcast, I hope the people who listen to the Serial podcast accidentally, like, search serial killers on the podcast app and we come up, get huge downloads.
We're just vague about everything. I think it's that guy.
I was hoping for specifics. They had nothing for me.
They call them Murderinos, is what I understand.
Murderinos?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's a term I just saw.
I've not heard that. Yeah.
Okay. Murderinos. People that are into
murder.
That type of podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, I was very into this Golden State Killer being caught.
Uh-huh.
And the ID channel had done programs about him prior to him being caught.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very into it. And Gina finds it a little bit strange that all I watch nowadays is the Mets and murders.
Same thing. They're killing baseball.
Yes. Yeah. Just the screen is always just terrible things going on. Do you think that's strange?
I can see where it could be considered strange.
Yeah.
But the things that these people are doing are so far out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I don't understand, or the thing that interests me about it is these are people that have these somewhat secretive lives where they're killing people.
Yeah.
And some of them, as you come to find out, are married. They have children.
Mm-hmm.
Regular jobs
and
lead a seemingly normal life.
Pillars of the community,
some of them.
Right.
And then they're doing this. It's just like, if I may use a large term here that I may not even be using correctly, the dichotomy of the two things in one person.
Is this on the Wunderlich test?
I hope so. Like,
I think it's right.
Freaking nail that question. So I think that's why I'm interested in it.
It's very fascinating.
It's very, it goes against human nature, you would think.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Although I always wondered why in the animal kingdom, if a lion kills a lion, we go, oh, that's nature taking over. If you go kill somebody, we're not going to go, oh, nature, Paul's the survival of the fittest.
Right, yeah, yeah.
We don't do that with humans.
Right.
Is that because we have brains and we're supposed to be better than the animals?
Yeah, I guess we've had some laws.
Mm-hmm.
We've developed society.
I see.
As opposed to lions just kind of...
They haven't done that yet.
Whatever. They have tags on their ears.
Right. The Lions get together and they go, we've got to get some laws going.
Yeah, let's come on, man.
Let's go. We just have lions killing each other.
Listen, I don't need to be the king.
Yeah.
We could have a, you know, voting thing.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Just let's get some laws right, down.
Because I don't want to be looking over my shoulder.
Constantly.
Right.
These lions killing each other.
I want to have sex.
Yes.
With the women.
Mm-hmm.
You
the women
do.
Lions.
Let's just all like.
Let's come up with some rules that we're going to follow.
Just so happens that yesterday I called to that I would be going to jury duty in June.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a murder case.
I don't think so. I think it's they give you like what kind of jury it would be. I think that would be a grand jury.
What does that mean?
It might be a murder case.
Really?
This is a
oh, not murder.
A petite, I think that's what it said.
Petit.
Is that what
I think they call it that?
It's a very small court.
Just you in there. I guess you're the jury, sir. Thanks for coming.
I try to squeeze it like a dollhouse. So yeah, I will be going to.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think, would you, I feel like I would like to be on a murder case.
I would not, no.
You would not?
No.
Would you be nervous that if you convicted the guy, he'd stare you down in court and be like, you've got a face I will never forget. Right.
You're on a podcast, right?
Oh, I'm aware.
Right. I was on a juror.
You were a juror?
Juror many years ago it was a drug case.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we rendered the guilty verdict.
Really?
His attorney said, okay, I want to poll the jury. So everyone had to stand up, say guilty.
Really?
And then our name and address.
Tremendous.
But meanwhile, his buddy could be sitting there with a notebook.
Real quick, that guy again on the end. What was his, the
his
Paul
name
guy?
Sounded familiar. Weird. Yeah. So that's very scary.
Yeah.
You know? Like, especially if it's a murder case. I don't know if they make you do that, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I'd be very nervous to reveal that to a criminal.
Right.
Or just in public, like you said, anyone could write that down.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was people sitting in the chairs.
They have a knock at the door. Yeah, I'm looking for that petit juror.
Petite juror.
Petite juror is around here somewhere. Let's find out what's going on.
I'm going to try to convict Andy Pettit.
Andy Pettit's been convicted by a petit jury.
You're on steroids, bro.
Come on, bro.
But when I, the guy that was on trial, did not speak English was not his first language.
All right.
So there was always, I probably told the story, but he had a translator. So he had something in his ear.
Okay.
So there was always a delay. So whenever something was like shocking to him, like it would always take a beat and I'd always look over and he'd be like, huh?
So you'd hear the shocking news.
Yeah.
It hasn't been translated to him yet. Right. So he's got a dead face.
Yeah.
Then you look over like to get his reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. So funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So you have that coming up.
I have that coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So something to look forward to.
Yes. I bet a lot of these serial killers, Paul, did not count on DNA evidence. Mm. Like that's what got the Golden State Killer.
Right.
When he was doing his crimes in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. I mean, there was something fascinating about a murderer who got away with it.
Yes.
It's like a unsolved mystery.
Right.
What happened? Was he killed? Is he still out there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very weird dynamic, right?
Yeah, especially someone like a serial killer who's done many of them, many kills. Yeah, like, that's not just getting away with murder once.
Right.
But over and over again, eluding police.
Yeah.
And they say they like to hear about their crimes in the press.
Okay.
As the Golden State Killer did, as the Zodiac Killer did. And they'll sometimes, they would communicate with the newspapers.
That's right.
You know, write them letters. Even the Unabomber.
The Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. That's right. The guy who originally claimed that his neighbor's dog was telling him to kill people.
Yeah.
He was just in the newspaper Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
That it was the anniversary of that. That guy's still in jail.
Right.
And does interviews.
Yeah, he's a born-again Christian now.
Oh, is that right?
David Berkowitz.
Yeah. Should have got him for the podcast today. Joining us on the phone, Mr. Berkowitz.
I'm a little afraid of my Google what I've Googled
yeah.
in researching this podcast. But I did Google, was David Berkowitz a Mets fan? Because that seemed like that would be like a great...
You would like to let people know that.
Such a fitting
yeah.
fan of theirs.
What did it say?
It didn't say. It just said he played baseball as a youngster, but it didn't specify what kind of fan he
didn't
was.
Didn't mention that he was a big Mets fan.
I didn't go that far into
right.
it. Yeah.
I will say, like, a lot of times in the newspapers, you know, guys that commit local murders and rob banks and stuff, always in Yankee heads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a popular.
Yeah, it's a popular look, I guess, yeah, for the criminal. So, yeah. Wear the baseball hat. Always right. Yankee. Yankee's most popular in town, so I guess that makes sense.
I don't know where to go here.
All right, Paul, well, why don't you take a look? Tell me where you want to go.
Okay.
I will tell me, want me to get one here quickly while you look. They do say, a lot of times with these serial killers, their victims are all the same. So, okay. For example, a lot of serial killers will kill hookers for a couple reasons. One, they'll easily go with strangers.
Okay.
They a lot of times
for a price they will
for a price they yeah. will, but you could lure them into your car and okay. take them wherever you yeah. want to go. They generally are distanced from their families, so they might not be in contact with their families ever, or
so people
not
might
very
not,
often
might not be looking for them.
Right, you wouldn't even know they're missing.
Right,
you know. Others like would be like hitchhikers. You yep. know, again, people that runaways, anybody that. Is distanced from their families that wouldn't be known to be missing for a little while.
Right. Children.
Children. Some yeah. guys are after children.
Powerless.
Right.
Right. I might go after that kid. That's
the kid who's out there. Well, he's could be a big star one day, baseball, right. Little League.
But yeah, no, I have the same thing written yeah. down. Prostitutes as well. Mm-hmm. I was going to bring up a lot of... Serial killers have demonstrated similar characteristics.
All right.
Like being abused by their family.
Yes, when right. they were younger.
There's something called the McDonald Triad.
The McDonald Triad.
That's right.
All right.
That all, like a lot of serial killers have demonstrated these three characteristics.
All right. Let's see if I have any.
As a child.
Oh, as a child.
Yeah.
So if you have a child and you're listening to this.
Yeah. And they start doing that. Some of these
things. All right. Perfect. This yeah. is very helpful.
Arson.
They like to light fires.
Yeah. I liked lighting fires as a kid.
Yeah. I liked watching other kids light fires.
Okay.
Like I would never, I was always a wuss.
And you masturbated while they did that?
I did not no, okay. do that.
So that might be.
That would be a bad sign. Right. But yeah, arsonist, right?
Right. Cruelty to animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing that people are cruel to animals.
Me neither.
But, and yet, but this is another thing now. Yet if your kid goes out squirrel hunting... We got no problem with that.
Right. I think it was more like torturing an animal.
So capturing a squirrel and then torturing it.
Yeah.
Or
some
a dog.
Of these, some of these, yeah. Some of these things that they would, you know, try to keep it alive. Mm-hmm. Like they would punish it. And,
oh, really? Bring it to the brink of death. And then,
yeah.
I know Jeffrey Dahmer
uh-huh.
was a big animal torturer.
Okay.
As a kid.
Yeah.
I saw one of these documentaries with that his father on it.
Mm-hmm.
And said, yeah, he used to like. Torture squirrels and
okay.
stuff, rabbits and yeah. things. Got to watch out. Okay, so Paul, arsonists, animal torturers.
And bedwetting.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I read bedwetting after the age of 12.
Okay.
What correlation would that have?
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, that was a strange one. But right. you're right, that's on there on a lot of the serial killers.
Yeah, so I guess all three of those things you might want to, yeah. There's times where I've... I had a dream recently
yes.
that I'm peeing.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, wow, I didn't piss the bed.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Right, but isn't
shocking.
It, all it takes is...
that one time?
Yeah. I think about that. I have so many dreams where I'm at the urinal,
mm-hmm.
fly open.
Right.
And I'm like, why can't I pee?
Right.
But I'm dreaming that.
Yeah.
If I pee that bed,
yeah, that's
immediately light a fire.
Light the mattress on fire.
Light the mattress on fire.
Torture a dog at the top.
Yeah, just to relieve my own anxieties.
Yeah. Is there other things you think of that if they demonstrated those characteristics?
For serial killers?
Yeah.
That I would also look out for?
Yeah.
Not just the bedwetting. Might
raise a red flag.
Well, I like to think I don't know anything specific, but I would like to think that I would know a serial killer if I was in the room with one.
Okay. So like if someone said, oh, I subscribe to Fangoria magazine
stuff, yes, that would
might
be.
Raise a, you might, yeah. That's interesting.
People who are really into, I'm sitting here saying I like watching murder documentaries.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
Yet somebody, perfectly normal.
Yet somebody who was like obsessed with horror movies and really gory things,
yeah.
I find that to be creepy.
Right. Like if you've seen Human Centipede, that movie.
Right. And you're really into it.
Right.
Like, and wouldn't own that
be weird? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
That would be a weird sign for me, yeah.
Like if you follow a pop artist on tour, like a Ariana Grande,
yeah.
And you're like in your middle 40s.
Right. Like, that's a sign.
Her music speaks to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mid 40s, yeah. Ariana Grande, yep.
Maybe someone that when you're at a urinal, there's other empty urinals and they pee right next to you.
Right. That could be.
I'd be like, flag that person.
What is your bedwetting situation, right, sir?
Exactly. Did you just wake up from a dream? Do you think in the future, when robots and AI are working among us, that it'll be against the law to kill or assault robots?
Like a murder robot murder?
Yeah.
I do think so. In the future.
Or maybe that will be more like a way for us to vent our frustrations out.
Like murder a robot versus a human?
Yeah, and they just power down and then they... Because like Westworld, you've probably...
I've not seen...
It's like a Western world that people travel to, and they have these lifelike robots, and you can just kill them at will if you wanted to, rape them or whatever.
Rape a robot.
Yeah.
All right.
But they look like humans.
Oh, they look like people.
Right.
Oh, they're not like what I'm picturing as a robot from Star Wars.
Not like a what was that?
Android. Not an android.
The Jetsons robot.
Yes. I can't recall her name. Judy was the wife.
Right. Daughter Judy? No.
His boy Elroy?
That fat robot?
Yeah.
Rosie the robot, was it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I like that you just went with fat and immediately thought Rosie's the name. The name Rosie seems like a fat girl's name. Right. Let's go with that.
But yeah, no, these look like human beings. And in this Westworld world, if you tried to shoot another human... This technology is so advanced that it would prevent you from shooting them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried watching that for a few episodes and got bored.
You were bored with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's enough. This is not really? Real murder come on. Mystery.
Wrap this up in a half hour.
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Who on your Mount Rushmore, who would you say is the top five or top four most infamous serial killers?
When I think serial killers, I think number one, I go Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a movie being made about him with the very handsome Zac Efron, I believe, playing Ted Bundy.
That sounds like bomb written all over
it. See, I'm interested in this.
See, I don't think Zac Efron can open a movie himself.
Is that right?
If it was a Jared Leto,
I
could see that.
As Ted Bundy?
Yeah. A Leo DiCaprio?
Right.
That's a major motion picture.
You're right.
Like Zac Efron, that's a...
Like, made for TV movie.
Yeah, like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starring Zac Efron. They said Ted Bundy was a very attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how he would easily lure women. I believe he was one of the guys that would go to college towns.
Yeah.
He was brutal. He had some... Look at the details of his cases.
Not
crazy.
Good.
Yeah. Not good. So I would put him down.
Uh-huh.
Because I think people... When people reference a serial killer, they'd be like, you're just like Ted Bundy. Maybe.
Okay.
So I go Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer.
I agree.
Because of, eating victims. Like, he went another
level. Yeah.
And then him getting murdered in jail by other inmates.
Right.
Also adds to his thing.
Uh-huh.
How many was Mount Rushmore? You get four?
Four. Yeah.
Okay. So I got Ted Bundy. I've got Jeffrey Dahmer.
I agree with... Both of your choices
you
so
do.
Far, yeah.
I'm going to put the Golden State Killer on there just because.
Really?
Yes, because it's
I don't even know who this guy is.
Top of mind. Oh, I saw him, Paul. He's a 70-something-year-old man.
No way.
All right, so he's off the list.
I would.
On your list. What about, would you put the Zodiac Killer on there?
We don't know who the Zodiac Killer is.
That's very mysterious.
Right.
Does that add to his mystery?
It does, but it's so mysterious, I don't know.
Do you think we'll catch him the same way we caught this Golden State Killer?
Good question.
Or do you think he goes free?
I thought Paramount Network, which used to be Spike, mm-hmm. was doing a special on that, but I don't know. That network's kind of all over the
place. Can't trust them to do serial killer documentaries.
There's like tattoo shows.
Right.
Reruns of Friends.
Right.
John Taffer's on there all the time.
John Taffer. Right. What about, would you put Son of Sam on there or no?
I would not.
Wouldn't either. He was a local.
Right. Very scary guy, though.
Very scary guy, but very New York.
True.
Who else? Who would you put on your list?
I have Charles Manson.
Okay.
That's a very national
thing. But again, I'm not sure he did any of the killing.
They said he did.
He did.
Yeah. But he controlled so many people.
Right. He was like a puppet master.
Yes.
Of serial killers.
I mean, when I was a child and Geraldo interviewed Charlie Manson, I was, what is this?
Right.
Yeah.
He had the swastika carved in his forehead. Yeah. He was acting all weird, bizarro around Geraldo.
Right.
You felt like at any moment he could murder Geraldo on television.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so. And then John Wayne Gacy.
Oh.
The clown makeup.
That is where we get the evil clown from.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
What was his story with the clown makeup? Did he perform as a clown?
He did.
That is creepy.
I think he was like a Knights of Columbus type guy mm-hmm. where he would do like things for children all the time. Like people said, he was the pillar of the community.
He was.
Yeah. Owned like successful businesses.
And, really?
Yeah.
And he was the guy that he had some victims buried on his property.
A lot of the victims. Underneath like that crawl space.
Yeah.
You know, when people like talk about a spooky crawl space.
Spooky crawl spaces. Yeah.
That's something you would not go.
Yeah. Yes, that is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Those are Mount Rushmore type serial killers.
That for me, yeah.
Yeah.
How about women that fall in love with killers, serial killers, murderers?
Mm-hmm. After they're convicted.
Yes.
In jail.
I know these are not serial killers, but the Menendez brothers.
Yes.
They always seem like they had a lot of suitors.
A lot of suitors, right, while they were in jail.
Ted Bundy, I think, had broken up with somebody because he met someone else.
Like, in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Being a serial killer.
Right.
Yeah. Why do you think there are women that fall in love with serial killers?
I don't know.
Like they're able to have a relationship without the guy ever, without ever having to have it be real in the real world because they're always in prison.
Okay. I gotcha.
Right?
No.
But you could say, you could have the comfort of saying, I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a really super long distant relationship.
Right, yeah.
Where you'll never see them.
You just see each other for an hour.
Yeah.
A week or whatever.
And he must be super mysterious to you.
Yeah.
Because of this double life they were leading.
Right.
That is strange, though.
Very, they should flag those women.
Yes. Yeah. Flag women.
Right.
Who correspond with serial killers.
Yeah.
They say they get a lot of mail.
I bet, yeah.
Even from male fans.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I bet you like that Scott Peterson.
Yes.
He was a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Killed his wife.
Right. He drowned his pregnant wife.
Yeah. He probably gets a ton of mail.
For sure.
Right.
A good looking guy who he only killed one person, two people, you know.
In a bad marriage.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, women are like, well, listen, he had a bad, bad day.
Right.
It's not like he's a serial killer. Certainly not.
What I'm always amazed at is watching these shows like the Dateline and the ID channel is getting arrested and how people don't know to keep their mouth shut at this point.
The serial killers themselves?
Yeah, like there's so many Law and Order episodes where like they just, I did, I confess. Like,
right, when they say to you, like, let me ask you this. If you were arrested, let's say they got the wrong guy.
Yeah. Hopefully.
It's someone fitting your description.
Right.
And the cops arrest you and bring you into the police station.
Uh-huh.
Throw you in that confessional room.
Yeah.
And the first thing they say to you is, you have the right to remain silent.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a lawyer, you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Even if I knew I was innocent.
Yeah.
You don't know what you could get pinned on you.
You don't want to get tripped up.
Yeah. I'd say like, oh, I'm away from my lawyer.
I did not do well on a Wonderlic test. I could be easily
manipulated. Took. Yes. Yeah. So yes, I would like to wait for my lawyer.
I think that was the plot of that Making a Murderer, was the kid was not that smart.
Right.
And kind of got talked into confessing.
Right.
Yeah. So I could see myself getting
caught up in the moment.
Right. Like especially if they keep you awake for a long time.
Right.
Deny you food and stuff like that.
And they're like, it's possible in a dream state you killed that person. You'd be like, yeah, I guess.
I may have peed the bed too. I'm not even sure.
I don't know. I was in the middle of lighting a fire.
Right.
Had to pee.
Right.
I guess I could have done it.
Yeah. So I think I would, my plan would be just put my head down.
Mm-hmm.
A lawyer just keeps saying lawyer, lawyer, lawyer.
I need my lawyer.
I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer.
Then they're like, you got a lawyer? You must be guilty.
Right.
That's the other thing. Like when I hear someone's lawyered up, I'm like,
oh boy. Yeah.
Like if a husband's accused of killing his wife and he lawyers up without talking, I'm like, something's up.
Something's up. Yeah.
You'd be, if that were you, you'd be out there.
You'd be out there talking.
Screaming about your innocence right. and where you were.
I think it's just a smart thing to do.
Yes.
And then they'd be like, okay, call your lawyer. I'd be like, I don't know who a lawyer is. Yeah.
What, do you have the yellow pages?
Do you have the number for Jacoby and Myers?
Salino and Barnes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Injury. Oh, they're injury attorneys. They'd be like, dude, we cannot get you off of a murder charge.
Sorry, you've wasted your one phone call.
Yeah, this is a slip and fall place.
You have methamphilioma, whatever that thing
is. Mesothelioma. Yeah. Listen, if you fall down at the precinct, call me.
Right.
That I can help you with.
I need help here, man.
I can't get you off on a murder charge.
I don't think I would be a good killer.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one, I don't like blood or anything like that.
That would hurt.
I also hate cleaning up after myself.
Yeah, and you have to be meticulous.
For sure. I'd be like, I'll do that tomorrow.
I'll come back. What are the chances they're going to find this guy tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say that that a lot of serial killers are super organized,
mm-hmm.
which is why they're able to tie a lot of the cases together, even if they don't have DNA evidence. Because, like, using the Golden State Killer again, he tied his victims up the same way every time.
Okay.
He said the same things to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his actions were all the same because they try to keep very organized so they don't get caught.
Mm. I was just reading about him. That they think he may have had an accomplice at some of these things.
Is that right?
Yeah, because some of the victims have said that he was saying, oh, wait outside or
really
go do this or something like that. Or take this outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe some of the things he was trying to steal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see a documentary on that guy.
The
accomplice.
The accomplice. Yeah.
And who was he?
Probably killed him.
Right, right. Yeah. In his final act, he murdered the accomplice.
One final act.
Whereas as a 70-year-old man, he whacked him.
Buried him under that pool that he was helping.
Yeah, yeah, right. He was helping his neighbors put together.
Do you think that with DNA,
mm-hmm.
that they can manipulate your DNA to match the murder scene? Because I don't know what my DNA looks like.
Yeah, I don't either. No. Yeah.
So I feel like maybe I should get my DNA done
mm-hmm.
and put it in a safety deposit box somewhere.
Right.
Just tell your to family. Have it. Yeah. Like if I get charged for you're linked to a murder and wherever, I'd be like, let me see if that matches what I have here.
Because I already swabbed my cheek.
Oh, is that right?
We've manipulated your DNA, sir. You're here.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, yeah, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
They just tear it up.
I do feel like, they could take DNA.
Yeah, like this old guy could be just fit the profile.
Right.
The Golden State Killer, they just fit the profile and they're matching them up.
Yeah, let's make this fit.
Right.
Yeah, that is because I think nowadays, now that was the problem with the OJ jury, is they were, it was the earlier days of DNA and they didn't fully believe it yet.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think people believe DNA evidence
okay.
heavily. Like to me, I'd be easily could convict somebody if their DNA was all over the place.
Okay. Yeah.
Although I would think there's like when they go to a crime scene, isn't everybody's DNA who's ever been there at the crime scene?
Mm, good point.
I mean, not the blood, but like when they like, there's a hair fiber. Well, everyone's been in here with hair fibers.
Right, right. You know what I would do? Is that if I was committing a murder,
mm-hmm.
I would buy old Playboys off the eBay.
Right.
And just leave them at a murder scene.
They'd be like, what is this?
I'd be like, what is a dead guy that killed this guy here?
For his Playboys.
Right. No, I mean like, that guy that's dad passed away.
Right.
His DNA is probably somewhere in those magazines.
Oh, yeah.
So I just leave those at a crime scene.
And they'll go, let's see if there's DNA.
Oh, wow. We're going to match it up to this guy.
Right.
So you better not sell those things. You better burn them.
I'd burn them, sir. Yeah. From earlier viewer mail, burn those.
Call back. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine was dating the guy named after a serial killer?
I do.
Joel Rifkin.
Joel Rifkin.
Would you change your name if you're...
I would.
If a serial killer came out, Al Dukes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would change my name.
Yeah, for sure.
But do you also remember in that episode what they were going over name changes for him?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember a very bizarre name change?
No.
So this was one of the names she suggested he change his name to.
Okay.
Was OJ.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Prior to the...
Huh.
Although OJ murdered in 94.
Okay. Because they did that scene with the white Bronco.
Right.
With the dry cleaner thing.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, it was one of one of her ideas was change your name to OJ.
Maybe a less murderer type.
A less murder Joel type
Rifkin.
OJ?
I don't even know what Joel Rifkin did, to be honest with you.
Joel Rifkin was another New York guy.
Okay.
And I don't know if he was a serial killer much as he... I know he was... do you remember Hedda Nussbaum
being in the papers? So yeah, he abused the family.
Yeah, child and the mother.
Okay.
I don't know who else, but
yeah.
I don't think he was like the classic serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
They say there's not many female serial killers.
Right.
They say, I was reading on Wikipedia, Paul, 15%, which even that seems high to
me. It seems very high, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they say that the female serial killers tend to do their murders where there's not blood at the scene, they poison their victims.
Okay.
So you said you couldn't be a serial killer because you don't like blood.
Yeah.
Poisoning them.
That's a good idea.
Is another way to go.
Right.
And the female serial killers tend to go that route.
Yeah, I don't understand like poison, like how you know.
How much poison?
Yeah, what is poison?
Like, right.
Like when they said, remember years ago, cyanide in the Tylenol?
Yes.
What is cyanide?
Right.
Where do I get that?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Right. Some guy just randomly got cyanide.
Right.
Knew how much to put in Tylenol.
Right. That sounds like an inside job.
The poisons that I've seen on the ID channel were they would poison people using the antifreeze.
Mm. Okay.
They would put in a sweet drink.
Okay.
Because I believe it's sweet tasting, which is why they say to keep it away from your dogs.
Oh, like dogs, when it leaks on the ground.
Yeah, because dogs will drink it because it's sweet.
Yeah.
So I think some people poison people with that, putting it in a drink.
Pennzoil, is that an antifreeze?
I'm not sure. Pennzoil, not sure.
Okay.
That whatever's in that, I know Prestone was a...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, don't drink Prestone.
Yeah.
That's very bad.
When I was applying for my marriage license,
yes,
the woman asked if I wanted to include my middle name.
Mm.
So I did, and then I saw it on the screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-uh. That's a very serial killer-y...
The three names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yep.
Can't think of anyone off the top of my head. But there's a lot.
Golden State Killer. Three names.
There are quite a few. I just can't think of them off.
You're right, though. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Three names does sound like a serial killer.
Let's see.
How about people? There are things called murderabilia.
Okay.
There are people that collect memorabilia from serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
There are serial killers that were painters.
I gotcha.
You know, they painted that then sold their work.
That's John Wayne Gacy.
He was a painter as well?
I think so.
A painter and a clown.
Yeah.
Prolific writer. <Very much. laughs> murderabilia of poems that killers have written.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I would not be interested in that. That's freaky.
Very freaky.
Like if you're someone who collects memorabilia from murderers,
yeah.
Weird.
Or like a letter.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a letter at an auction of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either.
Do you think the Unabomber was a serial killer?
I guess he was.
He was.
Hmm.
I think they consider him a serial killer.
Okay.
Because he was killing random people over periods of time.
Still alive? I don't even know.
I believe he is still in jail.
Okay.
I think so.
Huh.
Unless he passed in jail.
You don't hear much about him.
No.
No.
They've got his mouth shut in prison. He was more of a writer, that guy. Those manifestos.
Right.
Again, writing to newspapers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they ended up catching him.
Now there's no newspapers anymore.
Got to write to podcasts and blogs at this
point. Blogs. Hey, I noticed your food blog on the internet. I just want to mention something about murdering.
Yeah. If you could disseminate this to people, my manifesto.
Would you say this person sounds like a serial killer?
All right.
As we said, very neat, organized.
Neat, organized.
Yeah. They keep very odd hours. Mm-hmm. They have nothing in their fridge.
Right.
They eat the same thing every day.
Sounds familiar.
They do HD piano.
Right. I see. Me. Is this describing me?
Yeah, it's describing you.
I do have nothing in my fridge.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could be looked at as a serial killer, right?
Right. Because, you know, where were you at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Were you driving on 287 by any chance?
Like, yeah, I was. Yeah. Someone wound up in a ditch. You have a very, you know, generic car.
Right. Yeah, could be you. Anybody. Right. Yeah.
Black car. That was your car.
You mentioned, you did mention something. Well, serial killers in modern times.
Mm-hmm. With like DNA.
DNA.
Yeah. You got to be very careful.
Harder to get away with it as yes. it was. You know, like a lot of these serial killers, very prolific in the 70s.
They thrived in the 70s. 70s and 80s.
Right. But now, you know, there's cameras everywhere.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Whenever they say, though, oh, this woman was attacked by a man, or there was an acid attack or a knife attack, here's the shot of the man we're looking for. Like, could it be more grainy?
Why?
Like, it can't be an HD camera at this point. They got to be, what, $5?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that just nobody's upgrading their systems?
Technology?
Yeah. Because you would think now you get crystal clear.
Right. Especially if you have a jewelry store.
Right. Get, you know what, every year, update your cameras. Right. Gas stations, jewelry stores, convenience stores, places that are always robbed.
If I was insuring them,
yeah.
which I'm sure they're paying insurance yes. like to the jewels and banks and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You have to have, we're going to send you this.
Right. We'll provide the HD cameras.
Right. Because I see like that Ring.
Yeah. Doorbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just the TV monitor, the show, you know, but it looks like
crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. I never understand it either. And these shows on the ID channel are littered with those types of cameras.
Fuzzy images.
Can't see anything.
Yeah.
You can barely see the sex and race of the person. That's okay. it.
Right.
Barely. Right. Like, I think that's a guy.
Or it could be a bear.
Right. We don't know. Right. It's very grainy.
But you would think like cell phone tracking.
Yes.
We can know exactly where you are. Ping your cell phone.
It pinged on a tower.
Yeah, but like, okay. Well, like that Seminole Heights killer in Florida was a big deal for a while there. I couldn't find that guy. He was shooting people in the street.
Really?
Do you remember that Brent from Howard Stern was going to go on his vacation to investigate?
To find him?
Yeah.
The Seminole killer?
Yeah. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the DC shooter?
Yeah, very scary.
Yeah, he was, it was two guys, right? It was a guy and a younger man.
His nephew or something weird, right? Like that, yeah.
And they were sniping, shooting cars in Washington, D.C. on like the main thoroughfare.
Very, very scary.
Yeah.
And we didn't seem all that thrown by it. We still went to work.
Right.
Right?
Right. Everybody still went. Like, what are the chances?
Right. Like he had he was laying down in the back of the trunk.
Right.
With a little hole.
Oh, yeah.
They would stick a gun out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scary. They caught him.
Yeah.
I feel like they eventually catch everybody.
Right.
I know the Zodiac killer, but he could be dead. It was so long ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you would think like GPS now.
Yes.
They could track. I don't know. I feel like.
You're right.
They say.
From our phones.
Right. Everyone's afraid. Oh, I'm not going to get Easy Pass because they could track me.
Right.
But,
in case somebody become a serial killer one day.
Right. But I feel like there's probably people out there still.
Right. You're right.
Getting away with stuff.
All the cameras, all the GPS are telephones.
Or if you like, okay, we suspect this guy. Let's check his Google search history. Right. Okay. He searched for which blender can break down human bones.
Right. So that guy.
We want to question.
I put him right on my list of suspects immediately.
I'd be afraid if I was a serial killer. Like,
yeah.
How to dig a shallow grave.
Right.
Yeah.
Clear history.
Right.
Clear history immediately.
You're watching a YouTube video on how to remove blood from a carpet.
Yeah. Again, I would put that guy right on the top of my list.
That's just a YouTube video. So you've got blood in your carpet.
Here's how you get it
Here's
out.
Here's how you get it
out. Clear out. Keep your DNA. Wear gloves to keep your DNA out of it.
I'm always surprised that they find the body when someone throws them in a ditch or the woods. Yeah. Like, wouldn't a bear get that?
Mm, before the person. Like yeah, it's always like another jogger or something right? finds it.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you jogging at, bro?
Yeah. Just cutting through the woods.
Right, just stay on a high school track.
Yeah. Or it's almost like they go through all the work of covering their tracks where the murder takes place. Mm-hmm. And then they're very careless with the where they discard the body.
Disposing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching one show where they were talking about this park in Baltimore, really bad part of Baltimore, where the cops are on the TV going, oh, it's a popular park to dump bodies. Well, put cameras all over the park then.
HD cameras.
HD cameras, lights everywhere.
Right.
Eliminate the problem.
100%.
Very strange.
Yeah. I think I would toss like it if I was in Florida, especially, get like a swamp with alligators.
Swamp with gators, right.
Because they couldn't... Even if you suspected someone's there, you have to get through the gators to get to the bodies.
You got
to
send a dive team to the alligators.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Very scary. How are we doing on time?
Oh, good question, Paul. 56 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a lot more?
I guess so.
You do?
Yeah. I was going to say recognizing a dead body.
Yes.
They always say, oh, check their dental records.
Right.
I never understood what that meant.
I guess your dental records are very similar to fingerprints.
Yeah, but so my dental x-rays are loaded into a national database?
I don't know. Like, my brother-in-law is your dentist.
That's right.
If you're suspected of a crime, like, is he constantly getting phone calls? Need the dental records.
Right? Yeah. Anyone ever call about my dental?
Yeah. Do not give them away.
Right.
Tell them I'm not a patient.
I think like a dentist would be a murderer possibly.
Right.
Like they can manipulate their dental records.
Right.
Like, oh, I killed Al. I'm going to
put different teeth in his mouth.
Right.
Really throw everybody off.
Do the old switcheroo.
The teeth switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably said this before, but you know, like in movies when like there's a murder investigation and the local cops are there.
Yes.
And then the FBI comes in and they're like, oh God, here comes the feds. Meanwhile, if I was a local cop, I couldn't be, what took you so long?
Yeah, let me hand this off to you guys.
I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah.
You handle it.
I don't deal with murders in this town. Exactly. We never have them here.
I'm more into shoplifting.
Yes. Things domestic like that. Calls.
Right, yeah.
Husband and wife fighting.
I never understood that.
Yeah. Right, there was like a battle between the feds and the locals.
Here we go.
Listen, we were handling this and don't need you guys coming in here messing it up.
The government, we don't need them.
Yeah, you're right. I'd just simply hand that over.
Totally.
Do you think you'd be a good private investigator of those things? Of like maybe private investigator isn't the word, but to get to a crime scene, right? A bloody crime scene.
Yeah.
A murder has taken place.
Right.
Where you'd be able to notice clues.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No, I'm not very aware of that.
Not very perceptive of it?
No.
What job do you think that is? Like, if I wanted to do... I feel like I'd be very perceptive of those things.
So, like, the CSI, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, crime scene. But I wouldn't want to see the blood. I'd be like, you guys clean the blood up. I'll come in and see if there was a coaster out of place.
But how would you know?
I don't know.
Right. I think they look like they look under fingernails. Like, oh, look, there's skin underneath.
Yeah.
Who the DNA of that person's
right.
Yeah.
Like that when the victim knew to scratch the assailant to get their DNA.
Right.
Would you think to do that if you were being attacked?
No.
Scratch the guy
in
his
back? I'd probably roll up in a ball.
Play dead like as a bear attacked you.
Right. What profession would you believe might be lend itself to be a killer? Like I think someone like that would travel a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truckers.
100%.
They're always on the road across country.
I was going to say a stand-up comedian.
Oh, because they're always moving around.
On the road, yeah.
Always happy, telling jokes.
Right. You wouldn't suspect that.
And yet behind them.
Yeah.
In their personal life. Killer. I think
maybe like a batting instructor for a baseball team.
How so? Because he knows how to use a bat?
Well, yeah. And they're traveling around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a city very long.
Oh, like an MLB batting coach.
Yeah.
I would start looking at those guys.
Yeah. They could go bash someone's head.
Right. On to San Diego.
Exactly.
I guess I was there, but... Yeah.
The Golden State Killer, they said, was a former cop.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine cops are probably
like a bad cop.
Yeah, doing some shady stuff because they can get the upper hand on an investigation.
Yeah, like this guy must have known all the things that the cops were looking for.
Yeah, maybe took some evidence away.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Just take that DNA if you don't mind.
Oh, is that my DNA? I'm going to need that.
I'm going to need that back.
He goes to the evidence room. That last killer case, that DNA, turns out they don't need it. I'll take it.
I'm going to sign that out.
Sign that right out, yeah. I'm sure to return this, absolutely.
What celebrities do you think could be murderers, or you wouldn't be shocked if they were brought up on charges of murder?
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Kind of just looks like...
up to something?
Looks like he's up to something to me.
Like a domestic thing, or just he's got many victims?
He just seems like a guy who's shady.
Okay.
Just by looks alone.
All right. I was going to say Marlins fan.
The Marlins man?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also travels, Paul?
Travels quite a bit.
Yep.
He's always like, here I am on TV.
Yeah.
See?
Couldn't be committing murders.
Right. But he always disappears for a few innings.
Right.
Switches spots with people.
Right.
He could be doing his murders there.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
So you would look into him.
Yeah. I would also look into DJ Khaled.
Really?
He just seems like a jerk.
But he's everywhere. That guy's, there'd be footage of him everywhere.
Yeah, there's literally no time he's not on something.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, on Snapchat. Yeah. Just killed someone. I mean, just
was chilling.
Just DJ. Right. Just chillaxing. Definitely didn't murder anyone.
He's always got that kid with him, too. It's very annoying.
Oh, is that right? DJ Khaled? Yeah. Yeah, he's everywhere, that guy.
Yeah. And it seems like he was trying to lose weight for a while there.
Mm-hmm. No more?
I don't know.
Giving that up.
Doesn't look like it's working.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he's waiting for an endorsement to get
pissed. I think he is.
Oh, he already has
with an endorsement. One of those things, Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig, yeah. All right.
Maybe he's eating people, his victims.
That could be. Yeah. That I would look into.
How would you protect yourself against a
serial killer?
Yeah.
I do think about this.
Like, do you have any specific things here?
I do have a camera here.
You do?
That just aimed at my door.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
I just don't know if you're going to kill me.
Do I have to sign a waiver for this?
Well, it's not when I'm here. Well, that's the other bad thing about this. If I'm here, it's not on.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it knows based on my phone.
Okay.
It uses the GPS in your phone and that. So if you're in the same location, it shuts off.
Oh.
So, but when I go to work, it's on.
Okay.
I was just curious. Does anyone come in here during the day?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So far, nothing.
It's crystal clear video?
It's crystal clear video, even in the dark. $100 camera.
Really?
Yeah. But what's bad is if a serial killer comes in here, your camera's off.
Right, because you're in the room.
My phone is in here.
I gotcha.
There's also no full way for me to tell because I always have my phone with me. So how do I know whether this even works? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like what I would need is to be at work and have you walk in here.
I gotcha.
And see if it alerts me.
So this might be like a placebo.
Could be a placebo.
Yeah.
Hidden very well, though. You didn't notice it. See this wire, Paul?
I do see the wire. I did question what that wire was in my head.
Right.
I was like, should I strangle him with that?
Yeah. No. Could I kill him with that if push came to shove?
Right. I feel like if I tried to kill somebody, I would be overpowered.
Me too.
I'd be like, ah, damn it.
You're right.
My whole plan was ruined. Like I had a whole setup, like a name.
Right. Yeah. We're looking for a serial killer. He's only attacking super weak individuals.
Invalids.
Oh, I think we found the guy. His name is Paul.
Would you get a gun?
I don't think protection? I would get a gun because I feel like that. I know that would be overpowered from me and just used against me.
I'd be afraid I'd take it out and brandish it in traffic. Right. Cut me off, will you? Yeah.
Even to keep it in the home.
Yeah.
I think is scary because, the fear that it would be used against you or that you would use it on somebody like, I'm the cleaning person here. You just shot me.
What are you doing coming in my house?
Yeah. What time is it? 4 p.m. I know you keep weird hours. This is normal.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem is like if you did something by mistake and you screwed your life up because you shot an innocent person.
That's why for a long time I kept a stun gun.
Yeah.
I felt like if I could stun the person, then I can just flee.
Right.
That would seem safer.
Okay.
And it even had like an armband on it so that you would put the armband on and hold the stun gun.
So you couldn't get it wrestled away from you.
And if it got wrestled away, it would pop out. And when it popped out, it became not able to use. A web would pop out. I'd catch you in a web. No, it would make the stun gun not usable.
Oh, okay.
If the pin got disconnected, was on my wrist.
Yeah.
Then he'd probably just beat me with the stun gun. Right. This doesn't work.
Kick you in the face.
Yeah.
How about a bat, a baseball bat?
No, I feel like, again, that would be, my swing's not strong enough. It'd be caught.
Right.
Wrestled away from me, then I'd be whacked.
Especially if you can't
it.
Get a good whack at it, you're like, just like tap them.
Choking up on it.
Alarm, do you have an alarm here?
No, alarm.
Me neither.
I feel like if you have a home, you need an alarm.
Okay.
Like I would be more scared living in a home than in an apartment or a condo.
Sure.
I feel it's like especially like if you're on the second floor of a condo. No entryway. Where's the serial killer going to get in my window? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Like, yep. They'll go for the lower level people first.
Now, I have like a townhouse type setup.
Yeah.
So my entryway is at street level.
But just the door.
The door, yeah. They could break that down.
Right.
Then they're in.
Right.
Right. Like when I was writing this thing, thinking about serial killers,
yes.
I swear I heard so many noises.
Yep.
So I was like, should I go down and check, you know, or at least lock the door?
Yes.
But I didn't. So I was like, oh, being nuts. So I flipped over. As soon as I flipped over, lights went on. It was my wife's cell phone had reached 100% battery.
Oh my
in
gosh.
The light went on. I was so freaked out.
Your heart was probably beating.
What else do I have here? Do you think you would be a victim of a serial killer?
I don't fit the profile.
Of a victim?
Of a victim of a serial killer.
Okay.
I don't think.
So you think it would be more like a woman?
Yeah, I think they tend to go for women.
Uh-huh.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And women who are alone or, as we discussed earlier, prostitutes, runaways.
Right.
Hitchhiking types.
Unless you decided to run away.
Unless I ran away as a young man.
I think I would be more a victim of a crime of passion.
A crime of passion, really?
Like my wife just...
stabbing you.
Or strangles me.
Yeah.
I can't hear about this podcast anymore.
It's enough. No one even downloads it.
No one cares.
Yeah, the crimes of passion are scary because we've all had very heated arguments.
Yeah.
You know, it's that extra step.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which...
don't cross that line.
Cannot cross that line.
Do I have anything else here?
Kind of petering out here.
Yeah.
Baseball game still going on across the way.
It's big time.
Yeah, the children screaming.
I was just looking at some famous serial killer nicknames.
Yes.
Like Son of Sam.
Right.
David Berkowitz.
Mm-hmm.
The Zodiac Killer, as you said.
Yeah, that was a good one. Zodiac Killer.
BTK Killer.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Find, Torture, Kill.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah. The Night Stalker.
Oh, that's a scary one.
Yeah.
Richard Ramirez, right?
That's right.
The Night Stalker.
The original Night Stalker was the...
Golden State Killer.
That's right, yeah. I don't know why he stole his name.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I hate a Night Stalker ball. Right? A serial killer is creeping around windows at night. That is, as they said about the Golden State Killer, and you could say about the Night Stalker, Ted Bundy, they are the boogeyman, right?
Yes.
That thing, that's what you fear in the night.
Getting in an open window.
Yes.
It always reminds me of a warm climate.
These
killers, because they can go out like a ranch home.
Mm-hmm.
They're going in a unsecured window.
Right.
Yeah. It's very scary.
Yeah. I would. If I had a house, I'd be all alarmed up.
Do you think there's any nicknames for us as killers?
If we were the killers?
Yeah.
The boring killer.
The podcast killers.
The podcast. Yeah. All the killings are happening after podcast tapings.
The Matawan maniac. The sub sandwich bandit.
We found the remnants of a sub sandwich at one of the victims' home. Right. We found the Jersey Mike's wrapper at the third victim's home. We think it was related.
Some deli gloves.
He left oil and vinegar prints all over the place.
You know, like every serial killer, they're always the people that live near them.
Mm-hmm.
Always seem quiet. Yeah. I kept those up. I can know.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, we all thought he was a serial killer. That
guy gave us the creeps.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. The Golden State Killer had a mixed review. There was like people that said, oh, he was very neighborly. He helped me put in this swimming pool. Uh-huh. And other ones were like, yeah, we always thought that guy was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's it's always a weird that
combo.
There, like growing up, did you guys have like a house in your neighborhood that was like,
yes.
Oh, that's a creepy. Creep house. Yeah.
Creepy house.
Yeah. And meanwhile, it was like a widow was yes. living there by herself. Right, exactly. Couldn't take care of it. Yeah.
Boomer tells the story on the air. You know, Boomer lived in a neighboring town of Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony show. Mm-hmm. And he always said Anthony's house was the scary house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said it was always like no one mowed the lawn
okay.
or took care of the outside.
I gotcha.
Like that was the creepy house. Uh-huh.
Would you be shocked with like the line of career choice like for a serial killer would be mm-hmm. like the IT guy?
Yes, I would think that would
that
be.
That seems like, oh, yeah. that's right up the alley.
Right, he knows when you're logging in and off, right. when Any you're home.
IT guy I've ever come in contact yeah. with, like, this guy probably kills something.
Something.
He's got the triad.
Or it's the right. He's right. wetting his bed at least, right. lighting fires.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Torturing animals.
Yeah.
All right, I wasn't sure how we were going to do this one, Paul, but I liked it. I feel like it worked.
It wasn't graphic, I don't think.
No, not at all.
No.
Not graphic at all.
Right.
Very informative, I think. Oh, how do you like this, Paul? Under the category of no good deed goes unpunished. Remember yeah. last week I discussed the autism walk at the end here?
Yeah.
And I joked that I waited till the end when no one listens anymore.
Yeah.
I was joking, having fun with it. You know, the guy wrote to me and goes, we here at the autism walk, they didn't appreciate the way you said that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you know how many of these requests I get? Like, I actually did that one.
Yeah.
I was having goofing around with it. Like,
yeah, well, are we supposed to be serious on this?
Yeah, come thing? On. We're talking yeah. about serial killers today.
It's a dumb podcast that yeah. no one listens to. So, we have the numbers to back that up.
Peace and love, Paul. No more. There will be no more charity mentions.
Never again.
With peace and love after today's date.
They will be thrown in the garbage.
No more charities.
I say that with peace and love.
Peace and love. All right. The Serial Killers Podcast. See you.
Bye.